Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I think we need to start a white trash Hall of Fame. Like just start, and at the end of the year, we do a reflection of every story that we've had that made it into the white trash Hall of Fame for the year.
That's a good idea.
That's an incredible idea.
So today's entry would be a 35-year-old woman in Florida named Chelsea White. Just got arrested after getting into a fight over a sex toy. Again. She got busted for the same exact thing less than 2 years ago. Back in 2022, she got into it with her boyfriend after he caught her trying to leave with a sex toy he rightfully owned. You might be leaving, but you ain't leaving with that because that's mine. I own that.
Why is she trying to steal it?
She kicked and bit him, and cops arrested her for domestic battery. This time, she was hanging out with the same guy around 11 p.m. when he realized that she'd snuck a glass sex toy he owned into her backpack. So according to police, he was rifling through the backpack when she grabbed him by the neck and tried to wrestle him to the ground. They tussled for a few minutes, then she grabbed the toy and threw it at him, but missed. It hit a door behind him and woke up their kid in the other room. While cops were questioning the guy, he mentioned that Chelsea, quote, was arrested in the past for a similar incident, and, quote, they found her walking down a highway at 3 a.m. and arrested her for domestic battery. She's due in court October 4th. After the first incident, she got a year of probation and had to complete a batterer's intervention program. But it sounds like that It whatever she did didn't stick. Not clear if it's the same sex toy involved in both incidents or if it was a new one. But what kind of power trip is he on to be saying, it doesn't matter what kind of sex toy it is, I own it. I bought them, so I own them. And the fact that they have a kid together and the kid's asleep in the other room, why would she be trying to take it and run off with it? Yeah, wouldn't she be staying there with the kid and him?
That's my question. Why is she trying to take it to begin with? Where is she going?
And does she think that that the supply of those things is scarce?
Yeah. You got to protect this with my life.
I mean, I don't think they're that hard to come by.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It's like that hypothetical question. If your house was on fire, what's the one thing you grab? She's grabbing that glass dildont every time.
But she's saying it's worth going to jail twice for her to fight for the right of the sex toy.
Let me ask you a question, though. It's his. He says he paid for it, meaning it's for her or it's for him.
They didn't say.
Okay, that's. So it could be she's trying to keep something that he bought for her. Like, no, that stays in this house because I paid for it.
Yeah.
But it also could be that she maybe doesn't want him using that when she's not there, so she's trying to steal it or something. We don't really know what type.
I automatically assumed it's him saying, you're not going to take something that I bought for that and use it with some other guy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I bought that for us to use in that type of a situation and not for you to be whoring around with.
That's right.
Okay.
If you're going to be using sex toys with other men, they're not going to be coming out of my pocket.
That's right. No siree.
But at this point, don't you think he needs to put him in a case, lock it?
Yes.
If he's going to continue the relationship with this woman?
Right, yeah.
He's got to get a gun safe kind of situation, but just put all the toys?
All of them. That's rock bottom, walking along the interstate 3 a.m. with a huge dildo.
Well, she didn't even have that because she threw it at him and then took off. Yeah, threw it at him. Mm-mm.
Man.
Wow.
So, would you, y'all think that needs to go in as the first entry in the White Trash yes. Hall of Fame?
I made a note here. How do we catalog these?
And then how do you tell your family that's why you were arrested?
You don't. You never bring it up again.
She ain't talking to her family.
You don't think?
Yeah.
And it didn't say how old the kid is.
Once we find out, it'll be way funnier if the kid's really, really young.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
really, the younger the kid is, the funnier it is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Arrest them both. Throw away the key.
Anything wrong.
But he kind of did though.
What?
He's being very protective of a dildo.
All he's saying is, hey, I don't want you to use it anywhere but here.
You haven't done anything yet. This is sort of a precautionary measure. We're just going to put you in jail. Like,
yeah, you'll be doing something.
Yeah, you're right. It's not constitutionally legal, but for the betterment of the whole town.
But we're gonna throw you away. Why would he still be, how would she have two opportunities to commit the same crime is what I'm getting at here.
He gave her a second
The first time a woman assaults me over a dildo, and I'm going to think, all right, well, that part of our relationship is done.
That's where you draw the line?
Well, I mean, if that was the first thing that happened to that nature, it's like, if that means so much to you that you're willing to fight me over it.
It's a good place to draw the line.
Yeah, like, that's come fair. On. Where are your priorities? And I don't know what her, if she had, had any thought as she's walking along the highway at 3 a.m. other than, man, I'd sure like to be over there in that ditch right now using that toy. Because it sounds like she's obsessed with it.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
Nothing has come close.
I ain't never experienced nothing like that in my life. That just made me a damn crazy person. Just lost my mind. There's a whole blood just drained out of my brain. He got mad because I was going to go use it with my coworker. He ain't half the man he is, and that's why he's mad. I told him I'd give him $15 for it. He said, "The hell you will," and then it just went from there.
Not when we paid $95 for it.
She's like, hey, carrying the saddle over her shoulder, walking down the road like an old Western.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.